I believe the campaign is going very well on our side. People are all excited, and we are right now doing the Maliku Transformateur, which basically means hello, Transformers. So we deploy since Sunday all around Millerton to go door to door, knock at people's door and say hello to them and present themselves to them. Tell them about May 6th election and encouraging them to come out and vote for us. So it's going perfectly well.
How does it feel for Mr. Mazra to be campaigning, I would say, against the military leader who just appointed him the prime minister?
I believe that's the definition of democracy. It's the freedom of choice. Being a prime minister doesn't keep him from running for the higher office. So everybody's doing their own campaign. The president is running his campaign and we are running our own. And we trust the people of Chad to decide who should be the pilot of the next destination of the Chad based on the justice and equality for all.
Let's assume he wins. What is he comfortable or is he certain that the military can really give up power?
I believe we will have something new to show in Chad. Given that many people thought he shouldn't be even a candidate because he's the prime minister, and yet he is. And now he's running against the president, and not only the president, but against 8 other candidates. And we're certain we will win because we are speaking in the heart of the people and we are in their hearts. Once we win, we will be working with anybody, from military to civilian, because this is not about military. This is about the people of Chad. And the people of Chad have military within them. So we are not going to speculate on will they let us lead the country, because they aspire for, as well as we do, for justice and equality for all. So they should be fine with whomever wins, and they will align with whomever wins the election.
Where is Mr. Mazra getting his funding for the campaign? Is it from the government?
We are not getting funding from the government. It is from our constituents. We are doing a fundraising on the grassroots level. And people are pitching in, giving their own resources, their cars, you know, whatever they have to offer us, food or drinks. This is a collective effort, and this shows how the people of Chad want change. We do not have state means. We do not have external funding. We are relying purely on our own militant and on our own resources to organize this campaign. This is a very, very modest campaign we're having, and simply because our message has taken heart on the people of Chad. Everyone is mobilizing their own resources to put into our disposition in order to run this campaign. So we are not counting on anybody's funding, because we believe that anyone who believes in justice and equality for all should be on our side. And luckily for us, millions of Chadians are vouching for us, not only by the mask, but also within their pockets and within their, and from the wealth and whatever else they have. But some offer the car, some offer the house, some offer clothing, some offer water, some offer food. So it's amazing what's happening in Chad right now, because of so many years, so many decades of lack of democracy, the Chadian people are aspiring for real change, and they believe we should be the one bringing that change for them.